From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A Russian court has sentenced opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 15 days in prison, a day after he and hundreds of other protesters were detained at an anti-corruption rally. Navalny was taken to a Moscow court Monday, hours before the Kremlin publicly called the protests a provocation to violence and accused organizers of paying young people to attend the rallies. The court said he was guilty of resisting police orders. Earlier, he was fined the equivalent of $350 for organizing an unauthorized protest. Tens of thousands of Russians demonstrated in cities across the country Sunday in support of a call by Navalny for accountability among Russia's elite. The coalition forces in Iraq continued the operation Sunday to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants after a day-long pause. The escalation of fighting has had a heavy toll on the civilian population in the densely populated western part of the city. Zlata Sahok reports.
The Iraqi army paused the offensive temporarily amid reports that a coalition air raid in western Mosul last week destroyed a building, killing numerous civilians inside. Officials say they are investigating whether the building was actually hit by a coalition strike or an Islamic State suicide bomber. A makeshift hospital was set up in western Mosul to treat the wounded. Islamic State is putting up a fierce resistance in an effort to retain its hold on Mosul, a place where Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi announced the establishment of a so-called caliphate straddling Iraq and Syria. But the coalition forces have retaken a large part of the city and its outskirts since the launch of a massive offensive in October.
VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration has put Iran on notice and will not tolerate Iranian efforts to destabilize the region and jeopardize Israel's security. His comments Sunday night in Washington came at the opening of the three-day annual policy conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Ambassador Haley is already fighting tirelessly to end the one-sided actions at the U.N. that unfairly target Israel. And under President Trump, the United States will no longer allow the United Nations to be used as a forum for invective against Israel or the West.
Pence said U.S. commitment to Israel is non-negotiable and that President Donald Trump is committed to finding a lasting peace between Israel and the Palestinians. He also said the president is seriously considering moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. South Korean prosecutors have decided to ask for an arrest warrant for ousted President Park Geun-hye in the corruption scandal that has forced her from office. Yonhap News Agency reported that prosecutors requested the warrant Monday. South Korea's constitutional court dismissed Park from office earlier this month following her impeachment by lawmakers over allegations she colluded with longtime friend Choi Soon-sil to extort companies to donate nearly $70 million to dubious foundations in exchange for favorable treatment. Park has denied any wrongdoing. UN officials say six humanitarian aid workers were ambushed and killed in South Sudan. The officials said the workers were killed Saturday as they traveled in a convoy from the capital Juba to the eastern town of Pibor. Eugene Owosu, the top UN humanitarian official in South Sudan, said he was appalled and outraged by the heinous murder. The UN says the killings represent the highest number of aid workers killed in a single incident since the country's civil war began in December 2013. Japanese officials say eight high school students are feared dead after being engulfed in an avalanche at a ski resort in eastern Japan. Three other students were injured. At least one teacher is missing. Japanese officials say the students were participating in a mountain climbing outing early Monday in the town of Nasu, about 175 kilometers north of Tokyo. President Donald Trump is set to move on this week after suffering the worst defeat of his young presidency. With the words repeal and replace Obamacare still ringing in voters' ears, Trump's loudest campaign promise crashed. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.